defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. Lots of exciting stuff going on with Armed American Radio. I don't know that we'll get to it today. We'll talk about it on Sunday, though, for sure, on the big old Monster Cast. But a lot going on out in the streets, too. First, some business. If you're tuned in on the dozens of radio affiliates across the country, welcome in. We appreciate it. If you're driving, please drive careful. If you're in Michigan, I hope you're out driving around in violation of your tyrannical governor's orders just because you can. Hopefully you're going to your second or third home because she doesn't want you to. You get the idea. Just be careful out there. And if you're tuned in on the Facebook live stream, welcome inside the Armed American Radio Video Network studios with me and television sets in Northern California and Nevada. The same thing. Great to be with you. I'm just going to jump right in to my guest today. You know him as Lee the Gunwriter Williams. Lee the Gunwriter Williams from Sarasota's Herald Tribune. How the heck are you, brother?
Good, brother. One more day till Friday.
One more day till Friday. You know what, though? Doesn't that mean we're just wasting our weeks? You know, like we're just, you know, wanting to get one day closer to the end, you know? Wishing our weeks away, you know? Huh?
This has been a long week, man.
It's been a long month. It's been a long couple months. I'll be honest with you. Here's where I want to start with you. Let's go somewhere that I really don't want to go, but I am shocked but not shocked at what I'm seeing in Seattle right now. I have a lot of friends in Seattle. I've spoken to a number of them. But just I'll use, and this just was 2 hours ago from a Fox headline, Seattle law enforcement experts urge police to take back CHAZ. That's the zone that they've declared, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. I want you to think about this, that a bunch of anarchist, thug, punk, criminal rioters declared because it wasn't protesters, okay? Seattle law enforcement experts urge police to take back CHAZ, that zone, before it's too late. Lee, you were in law enforcement. How could it possibly be too late? Are you meaning to tell me that American City would relinquish a portion of it, a 6-block to 10-block radius, to a bunch of punk anarchists?
Ultimately, no. And they're not going to be able to. But I think when they're referring to too late, I mean, these guys are fortifying their positions. They're putting up barriers. They're getting guys in there who are armed. They're trying to get more. Evidently, they're doing some recruiting online on their websites, looking for more people to come and help them defend this zone for whatever reason. So eventually, I think the better, cooler heads have to prevail and the police will have to go in. But in the meantime, man, I mean, that's not going to be easy. They're fortifying their positions there.
Well, let me ask you, how are the police going to go in? This would seem to me the fight that these idiots are looking for. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I think you're 100%. And I think law enforcement in America is too, has been, especially when you're talking federal law enforcement, they're too quick to make a decision and to go in. I mean, look at Waco. We could have waited them out forever. There was no hurry there, none whatsoever. These type of situations where you have folks in a defensible position like that, there's no hurry. Now, there's a hurry if I've got a business in there, but the more they fortify the position, the more likely there could be a major and very unfortunate use of force. I mean, there's no hurry right now. Go ahead.
They are considering, from what I understand in some various other reports, the residents who live in that area hostages right now. There is some reporting that the business owners and residents are being extorted in that area. Extorted in the sense, I would imagine, of you're going to pay me and I'm going to give you protection, that type of thing. Or you're going to pay me or I'm going to kill you, that type of thing. Or you're going to give me access to what I need in your store or I'm going to kill you, that type of thing. Because that's what peaceful protesters do, right? And you know, I'm wondering, and I'm just asking the question, I don't know, but should a forceful takedown of this begin immediately and stop allowing these clowns to get a foothold, but literally go in and take it back? And, you know, I mean by force.
I don't know. I mean, law enforcement is geared toward eliminating one or two or maybe a handful of hostage takers.
Right.
They're not. SWAT teams are not prepared for a mission of this size, man. I mean, this is dicey as hell. I hope they can work it out peacefully, but in the meantime, they have to do something. And that's the thing: when you start negotiating with these groups, you embolden them and you solidify them in the community.
Right.
And this is not going to be easy. It's not like you're going to see 500 cops stomp, do the stomp and drag with batons and just move these folks off. It's complex. I pray that cooler heads prevail and we can get this thing worked out peacefully, because this could be awful, Mark.
Well, when you see this punk with his AR, just because he's got an AR and a green mask on his face doesn't mean he knows anything about the tactics of use of that AR under these conditions, because his enemies, which are American law enforcement and American capitalism and America itself and our government, everything about it is his enemy, knows a hell of a lot more about this than he does. This kid will be toast before he even learns how to place a round inside the chamber of that AR-15. Now, I'm not saying that he doesn't know how to utilize his weapon, but at the same time, maybe he does, and obviously the fact that he has it makes him a danger, makes him a threat, I should say, not necessarily a danger, but certainly a threat. And I have a feeling that I think he can be, let's make up a new word here, out-tactified by law enforcement, Lee. We both know that to be the case.
Yeah, civilian SWAT teams are very, very good at small unit tactics, and I doubt this kid is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. These people are not schooled in the tactics that will be applied against them, I guess is what I'm saying. I don't know. I just get this vision of a bunch of hippies and Priuses and people painting and running around naked and singing Grateful Dead, or whatever is equivalent to the Grateful Dead today. I don't know. But I we can't let this happen in America. Can we? Stop if I'm wrong.
Well, maybe they'll just get tired of the overwhelming stench of patchouli oil and all leave peacefully.
Doubtful. They took a foothold here. It's doubtful. Yeah. But I'm serious. I want you to correct me if I'm wrong. Is my opinion on this a little bit harsh? Is it? Am I not being nice enough? Am I not being considerate enough of these people and whatever it is they want?
No, people live there. People have businesses there. The last thing they want to be part of is this zone, I'm guessing. I wouldn't want to be part of it. If I had a business or a family there, I would be extremely concerned about my welfare and my safety and my property. And besides, it's an American city. We don't allow those to be taken over.
We don't relinquish this
in
an American city. We don't do it. The Democrats have gotten us here. Incredibly weak leadership has gotten us here. These are far left loons that have sympathizers within the government has gotten us here. We know that to be the case. Walking away from police precincts. There's a quote in here now. Michael Sullen, president of Seattle Police Officers Guild, I guess told Laura Ingraham last night that this is absolutely unreasonable activism. Oh, yeah, duh. We lost a precinct. Now what's next? Are we going to lose another? The city council has removed our ability to have less lethal ammunition for us to properly protect those facilities and protect ourselves. Why are they talking about less lethal ammunition? They ought to have ammunition that puts these very satellite radio moment word people down. These people are attacking an American city and our way of life. At what point do we call these people domestic enemies? I don't have the answer to that. Lee, do you?
No, and I hope they can work it out, because this could get really, really bad, man. Really bad.
Well, yeah, I don't think it's going to turn out. I don't think it's going to turn out good. All right, now, I have a really fun story to talk with you about, but I kind of, the one that I texted you earlier in the day about that bizarre California case going on out there.
I love that one.
The magazine ban, right?
Yeah.
I want to hold that till later in the show, if that's okay. Can we talk about a few other things first?
Absolutely, brother.
All right, listen, because that one's going to have really big implications, I think.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by that case. I can't wait to see and follow that. I really, truly can't. That's an interesting case. And listeners, viewers, I'll explain that in a few moments, what I'm talking about. There's a magazine ban individual charged with a felony for having a 15-round magazine in California. I'll explain everything in the next couple segments when Lee and I can have some time to unwind and spend some time on that. In the meantime, Lee, you have the only such a bizarre thing going on in Florida. Nikki Fried, tell us, set it up. We're going to go to a break. I'll let you set up who she is. We come back, I'll explain what's going on in Florida. But first off, tell us, who is Nikki Fried, real quick?
Florida Agriculture Commissioner.
And she is a Democrat. She's the only Democrat holding statewide office elected, right?
Correct. Only one in the cabinet.
In Tallahassee. Okay, when we come back, I'll explain everything with Nikki Fried and this bizarre case in California. Back after this, don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style 3-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At $1 a face mask, that's $1 per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. GunBroker.com, indeed. Patricia Huff over there. Great friend of the family. Great friend to me. Great friend to you. That means she's friends of all of us. GunBroker.com. It's free. I can't stress it enough. With a capital free, all you got to do is go over and sign up. That's all anybody wants, so that you can peruse those auctions. Now, I mean, obviously, if you go over there, you're probably going to want to spend some money at some point. But it's free to join GunBroker.com. It is free. And they are moving. She continues to reiterate to me just how much ammunition they are moving over there. It is really, she said, they've never seen anything like it, which is not surprising to me at all. Excuse me. GunBroker.com. GunBroker.com for free. Let's go back to Lee Williams, the gun writer, down in Sarasota at the Herald Tribune. Lee, how the heck you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's just started pouring here, one of those very, very Florida rains, you know, where you can't see the end of your driveway.
one of those Florida deals. You know, I used to love those. Can I tell you a funny story about that real quick?
Yeah.
A number of years ago, I bought a BMW 5. It was a 525. It was brand new. And I miss that car every time I get behind the wheel of an automobile. That thing truly was a driving machine. And there's a ramp going from Interstate 4 heading east, right about by the fairgrounds where it meets 75, right there by the fairgrounds there at I-4 and 75.
Yeah.
It's a big flybridge ramp, and I used to live up there. So I would come from downtown, go up over that ramp. Everybody would slow down when they'd go up over that ramp because it's kind of blind. Looks like you're sailing off into nowhere. I'd step on it and get that beast up to about 90 miles an hour, and that suspension would settle, and that car was beautiful. Well, I was driving that car down to my parents' house in Naples. And we were driving through a tropical storm, and I decided right about where you are in Sarasota that this ain't going to fly. I wasn't going to get there. My partner was with me, and I was driving extremely slow. Couldn't see in front of me. Meanwhile, old men were passing me in bigger cars. Buses were driving by me. That car had the worst tires on it and hydroplaned. It was the most dangerous thing. So when I got back to the house that following weekend, I took those tires off that came stock and got rid of them. Because you couldn't even drive that thing through a thunderstorm safely. It was really strange.
Hmm.
But that's my
good
that
car,
I remember
though.
That I
good
remember
car.
It being the grain being green. You know, it was just coming down in buckets. Say again.
Yeah, great car though.
It was a great car, an awful lot of fun. Okay, nothing to do with guns. Absolutely nothing to do with guns, except I had a gun in the car. Okay, Lee, let's go back now to Nikki Fried. All right, this is such. I think what we need to do with Nikki is explain what Nikki is. I remember years ago, and I believe Jeb Bush was in office, if I'm not mistaken, at the time. The permits were moved to the Department of Agriculture away from the Department of State so that they could not be politicized in any future administration, correct?
Yes, and there's a department within the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Licensing, where they are. But Nikki oversees that.
Okay, as the head of the Department of Agriculture, she is responsible for that Department of Licensing. And it sounds very bizarre that that's the case. But it was done with the right intention. However, now there's talk since she was elected that they believed and fretted that Nikki would politicize it. She vowed she wouldn't. I'm a gun owner, she said. Well, guess what's just happening today? They're reopening. Isn't she reopening the process beginning today?
She announced it today. It takes effect Monday.
But what did she announce? What is she doing? What's happening?
She had closed the online portal for concealed weapon license applications, and everybody went nuts, as they should.
Wow.
A group, Young Americans for Liberty, sued her. Of course, NRA were very vocal about it. She said NRA was whining. And she said these Young Americans for Liberty, she described them as a right-wing fringe group. Well, they sued her, and today at a press conference that she put on Facebook Live with the worst audio I've ever heard, you can't understand her, what she's saying, she announced that she was reopening the online portal so we can once again apply for concealed weapons licenses online. And she also said, she also described that lawsuit as frivolous and had nothing to do with it. not politicizing it? Yeah, you bet. Sure, she didn't. But they will open again on Monday, so you can get your Florida concealed weapon licenses and your out-of-state Florida licenses online again. Starting
How
Monday.
Long had she kept it closed using coronavirus Months. As an excuse? Months?
Months, bro. And, yeah, she used coronavirus and the lack of fingerprinting as an excuse, but it didn't stop her from driving all around the state doing fundraising. Doing fundraisers throughout the virus, but it just stopped her office from getting these online applications.
Okay. And any idea how many applications were unable to be processed? How many, I guess I'm asking, how many over that 3 to 3.5 month period applications would there normally have been? Do we know?
We do not, but I know a group right now that is trying to get some numbers together on it. It's difficult. And I would not describe Nikki, getting back to your earlier point, as a gun owner. She's someone who has a gun. She is definitely not a gun owner.
Sure. She used that as an excuse. Yeah. She wants to be one of us. You know, kind of like our good friend, our you know, God rest his soul, down in Wesley Chapel, Florida, that Arthur C. Hayhoe, that used to pretend he was one of us and then went after every gun control law in the book and then was too chicken little to want to debate me on Fox 13 with, because all he wanted to talk about was the origins of the Second Amendment. He was a quack, 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 quack. He was a little chicken, little like they all are. Anyway, I can see myself on camera doing that. That's pretty funny if you want. So I can't help myself. What can you, I got Defender coffee. I'm on my third cup. So Nikki Fried did actually politicize what she said she wouldn't politicize, right?
Right. We'll shut them down.
So for those 3 months, I'm going to make this very clear, Floridians could not exercise their Second Amendment right. What did DeSantis, a very pro-gun governor, have to say about that? And why didn't he step in?
He was definitely less than pleased. He did not step in for reasons known only to him. I mean, this is right in the middle of the I personally believe he had enough on his plate right now during these 3 months with the virus. Have to worry about her, but I don't think
let me rephrase that. So in other words, DeSantis had enough on his plate other than worrying about the constitutional rights of Florida citizens?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, it's never been explained to me why he didn't take immediate action, but I guess we'll never know. I'm sure it's not going to be forgotten.
Now this is for online application though, right?
Right. And that's the thing. Everybody uses the online. It's a great system. It's easy. It's quick. It's painless. Uh-huh. You can pay right online. It's everybody uses it. And so that effectively shut them down. There were some I'm not aware of any places where you can still go because damn near everything else was shut down, bro.
How do you do your fingerprints online? You touch your computer screen somewhere in the little box?
Yeah, well, you can get them at a sheriff's office or somewhere else.
Yeah, and nobody was giving them out. That's the whole point.
Right.
You couldn't get, you know, when I went to renew my Florida permit a couple years ago, I'll tell you about it when we come back from the break. While I'm out, I'm going to go get some more coffee, if that's okay. I'll be right back. Don't go away. Everybody stick around. I'll be right back, I promise.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back, Defender Coffee. Indeed, if you're watching me, you see the United States Department of Dad mug my kids got me for Father's Day a few years ago. See his dad on it. It's a pretty cool mug. I like it. But it's filled with Defender Coffee. Thank goodness it's filled with Defender Coffee right now, because there was none in the house this morning. I got yelled at this morning. Do we have any more Defender Coffee? The Chock Full of Nuts thing, which we go to as a backup, you know, the big yellow can, it's been there for months, is empty. We have no more coffee. We literally ran out of coffee, and it showed up today, came in the mail today. So that's a good thing. Defender Coffee, Derek over there and his family and crew have opened up a new discount for us at AAR. Have no idea how long it's going to be there, but use the promo code AAR when you buy Defender Coffee, anything on the site, and you'll get 10% off everything on the site. It will not apply to the coffee club, because that already gives you, like, I'm a member of the coffee club, it already gives me free shipping. So I can't go and take another 10% off of that. But you can for everything else. So if you want to go buy individual bags, any of the cool stuff over there, DefenderCoffee.com. AAR is the promo code, and he does great work for us. He also helps me with my website. The kid's a genius. So we thank him for that as well. DefenderCoffee.com. Lee the Gunwriter Williams. I was going to tell you what happened to me when I went to renew my Florida permit a couple years back. You ready for this quick story? Let's bring his mic live. Lee, we got you?
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
There we are. When a couple years ago, I went to renew my permit. I was down with went down to visit my parents down at their home in Naples. And I just took, you know, I figured, well, you know, I'll just get my fingerprints done at the Collier County or the Lee County Sheriff's Office, right? So we had to drive up to Lee County because the Collier County didn't do fingerprints for whatever bizarre reason. So my dad and I drove up to the Lee County, and I walked in, and they said, we don't do fingerprints for out-of-state residents here. I said, why not? It's the same card. It's the same one they send me in Georgia to go get done at the local jail here, right? It's the same card. They wouldn't do it because I was out of state. So it was a waste of a trip. I could have done it when I was at home. So I had to go home and go pay the sheriff's office at the jail $5 to do my fingerprints and print them on the card. And they're so used to doing them electronically, they don't even know how to work the cards anymore. But you have to have a card. Look, Florida's got some issues, and I want to segue there briefly. You're very well aware of what's happening in West Palm Beach and what happened with that emergency declaration and stopping firearm sales, transfers, and ammunition, correct?
Yes, we have pockets of problems like West Palm.
You do, and it's very disappointing. Let me explain what I mean to that, listen, why it matters. Listener, explain what I mean by this. Generally, what happens in Florida moves across the country. It's been that way for many, many years. Florida is unfortunately not as relevant today as it used to be. And it's for reasons like I'm getting ready to tell you right now. Emergency response measures in Florida. What happened was the West Palm Beach mayor, the city of West Palm Beach, not Palm Beach County, right, Lee? Just the city.
Correct.
Declared a state of emergency, and in her state of emergency, she did it because she's, like, really powerful, and she can. She's like Oz behind the curtain, and I might as well just go ahead and screw my residents because I'm a Democrat and I'm a mayor, and, I mean, I might never get this opportunity again to do this. So I'm going to do it. And the moment she did it, if you lived in her city, you couldn't go to a gun shop or you couldn't buy ammunition in her city. Now, I don't know how many gun shops there are. I don't know whatever it is, but she stopped all transfers because she can. She has the power in West Palm Beach. My response to that was, why hasn't, and I tweeted this out multiple times, why hasn't DeSantis stepped in to stop this illegal behavior? And then it was brought to my attention. Let me read this. 870.044. This is the Florida statutes. Automatic emergency measures. Whenever the public official, the Democrat West Palm Beach mayor, declares that a state of emergency exists pursuant to S870.043, the following acts shall be prohibited during the period of said emergency throughout the jurisdiction. The sale of or offer to sell with or without consideration any ammunition or gun or other firearm of any size or description. The intentional display after the emergency is declared by or in any store or shop of any ammunition or gun or other firearm of any size or description. So if you're in that vicinity and you're in that jurisdiction, Lee, I take that to mean you have to take your gun signs down from your gun shop. Is that right?
Yeah, it does. You can't display. You can't have any signs up. It's terrible.
The intentional possession in a public place of a firearm by any person except a duly authorized law enforcement official or person in military service acting in the official performance of his or her duty. But then I found this on here. Yeah, I got to look. It's in the fine print. Okay, let me read it to you in total because there's something else added to that. But it's really, really small, tiny print. The intentional possession in a public place of a firearm by any person except a duly authorized law enforcement official or person in military service acting in the official performance of his or her duty or any gangbanger who doesn't give a crap about the law.
I haven't read it that closely. I'll take you at your word for it.
Take my word for it, because that's what happens with. So that's why in Florida, the rinky-dink mayor can do this. Now, I know when this came about. It came about, if I'm not mistaken, in the early 70s, right after Hurricane Agnes in 72, I believe, because of emergency declarations. The intent was not meant to go after gun rights at that time. The intent was to be able to give a mayor of an area or somebody the ability to declare a state of emergency firearms or something were a part of it. We were not fighting for our rights back then like we are today. That's what I understand to be the origin. I may be wrong. If you know different, markatarmedamericanradio.org and let me know. I'll certainly report on that and correct myself if I'm wrong on that. I may very well be. But Lee, Florida has got a ton of work to do to catch up to other states. Now, that can't fly here in the state of Georgia. In fact, whenever our governor or a local official declares a state of emergency, that state of emergency expressly says in it that it does not affect the sale, ammunition, firearm, possession, carrying, anything. It's explicitly written in the executive order all the way to the level of the governor. And that's where Florida needs to get. And it's sad to see that. Sad to see that in Florida, frankly.
Yeah, I agree. We have some problematic areas. We still don't have open carry. There's a lot of issues to work out. I think we're better than a lot of states, certainly.
Oh, yes.
You know, but there's still work to do. Yeah, we are still somewhat on the defensive. And don't forget, we've got that horrible law that says you have to be 21 to buy a firearm in Florida. Sorry, folks who just got out of the military at a young age. Yeah, that's ground zero right there.
You know, in Georgia, they can carry out of the military in the state of Georgia at 18 to 21 years old, which is a great thing. We fixed that in Georgia. But what Lee is, in fact, referring to is, and you can thank former Governor Scott, Republican Senator of Florida Scott, who might as well have taken a knee. Catch the metaphor there? In this particular case, because he flat out capitulated right after Parkland. And he gave in, and he put that in. He also signed away the bump stock ban and all firearm sales to 21 years old, between 18 and 21, correct?
Yeah, and then he ran. Okay. Now he's in D.C.
Yeah, now he's in D.C., so I'll leave you. Now, you know, look, I'm not saying he's not pro-gun. He's certainly more pro-gun than a Biden, but I'll leave you to decide if that's really, truly easy. He's a little more pro-gunner than most, but not as pro-gunny as many. That makes sense? The coffee's talking to me today, Lee. All right.
He had a lot of good legislation he signed, a lot of pro-gun legislation, which is why we were also shocked.
And he would have signed open carry were it not for De La Portilla in South Florida and Grady Judd's Florida Sheriff Association when he was the head of that organization. I'm sorry. As much as I love Grady Judd, I love what he says and does. But, you know, I've taken him to task on this Second Amendment issue for a long time, and I would love to hear him repudiate that. I invited him on the program. I've never heard back. Lee, let's move now to a very bizarre California deal going on. And I want to set this up now. When we come back from the break, let's talk about this. I've been waiting to get your opinion on this. And here's the deal, listeners. And I'll set this up. We're getting ready to take a break. I don't want to have to interrupt Lee. So we'll just set this up for you. When we come back, Lee and I will pick it apart. Freedom Week used as a defense for South Valley man facing gun magazine charges. One more time before the break. Freedom Week used as defense for South Valley man facing gun magazine charges. In a nutshell, California resident charged with a felony for being in possession of a 15-round magazine. I will tell you how he got found with it and what the suit's all about. Back after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 4-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses
classes are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, and it works, too. I can tell you, this is my third cup. I should probably put that down. Here's the deal. Somebody asked in the, is any Lead Slingers in that? No, not yet. Lead Slingers Whiskey. The Lead Slingers microphone on Sunday. In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, two of our great sponsors. Don't forget, DefenderCoffee.com, as I told you, take 10% off using the AAR promo code. Don't forget that. And I worked with the guys at Pulse TV today. I got to tell you this brief story. This is the coolest thing. I love this. These guys came to me out of nowhere, out of Chicago. They've got thousands and thousands and thousands of products. It's like, you know, a lot of the stuff is what you see on TV, and just so much more than that. You see all that plus so much more. And they said, let's start highlighting some products. We want to help you out. We love what you're doing. We're stuck in Chicago where we're gun controlled and we're both gun nuts and we are here in Chicago. We love what you're doing. We want to try to bring you here. So they've created all this stuff. We've got a new product. I got the copy today. So I'll be voicing this and you'll hear this spot probably coming up maybe tomorrow or at least by Sunday's MonsterCast with fun new products for you. We're doing it for fun. And this stuff is inexpensive. It ships right away to you, and it supports Armed American Radio, and it supports the people who support us, and that's the way this works. You can find all of it at PulseTV.com, PulseTV.com/armed, A-R-M-E-D. And it works with text. It works with the code. Whatever you want to do, PulseTV.com/A-R-M-E-D. And you can go anywhere on the site and use that. As long as you're in on the armed code, you're getting right in, okay? You're going to get all the cool stuff and support Armed American Radio. So don't forget, use that, PulseTV.com/armed. And, of course, MyPillow, you're killing it. Use the promo code AAR over there on everything. Mike Lindell supports us, supports the right to bear arms, and is not supporting anti-cop rhetoric. We've got to continue to defend this man and support him like he supports us and our cause. MyPillow.com, use the promo code AAR. Of course, Car Arms, Second Amendment Foundation, North American Arms. Sadie will be back this weekend. Who else am I missing? Frontsight.com/M-A-R-K, please. A lot of you are going over there. Go get the free certificate. It's great training for you. And, of course, Bursa and Emerson Knives. Bursa and Emerson Knives. Please support them all. Lee, welcome back in. Let's go back out to this goofy thing going on out in California. I read the headline, Freedom Week used as defense for South Valley man facing gun magazine charges. You want to tell us a little bit about this?
I love this. I love this. First of all, I feel sorry that Californians only got a 1 week taste of freedom.
But exactly.
It happened. It happened. A judge said that he believed that their state law, which since 2000, they've only been able to have magazines with that held 10 rounds. He ruled it was unconstitutional and shouldn't be enforced. So then about a week later, he changed his mind and said, OK, yeah, it's constitutional. But during that week, Californians could order standard capacity magazines, not large capacity, standard capacity magazines without any fear of retribution. So evidently a whole bunch of people did. I'm told quite a few.
You know, but from what I've heard, it's in the millions. Millions of magazines are shipped into California. Millions of magazines.
Yeah.
Now, think about this.
Yeah.
If you're in freedom, if you're a freedom lover, Lee, in California, you've been starved out of, and you've now you have this right to do this. Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to buy 30, 40, or 50 of them a pop.
And Absolutely.
That's what was going on. So you got all these magazines. So here's the deal. He didn't reverse himself. What he did was he issued an injunction against his ruling about 7 days later because it was being appealed by the state. So he said, okay, so I'm going to stay it. That gave people a week. And during that ruling, it was legal. No one could be prosecuted during what they're calling Freedom Week. So here comes this 27-year-old Feng Yang, who is sitting in his house when the cops show up, the Tulare County Sheriff's deputies show up. And they're doing a parole search of his home. Lee, because his brother...
Is a
parolee, right?
Yeah, for his brother. He's not involved.
Except that he lives there. So they find a 15-round magazine in his bedroom. Not his brother's bedroom, but his bedroom. So what are they doing searching his room when the parole... See, this is fascinating to me as to whether or not... So what they did was they took the magazine. He's been charged with a felony for possessing a 15-round magazine. My God, can you imagine that in America, Lee?
No, especially with what I've got in my safe.
Well, yeah. I mean, you and me both.
But it's interesting to point out that the story says that the deputy spoke to him about it, and, quote, he said he had purchased them during Freedom Week.
Right.
I wonder if that was post-Miranda, okay?
Oh, that's a great question.
That he's making statements like that.
You know, that's a great question. His attorney is a guy by the name. Another question, too, that Rob Pinkus brought up during our Facebook Live stretch today on our regular deal at noon. You guys can tune in right around 12 o'clock noon. Rob and I go back and forth with a lot of really cool topics and learn a lot every day about 12 o'clock Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Jump in here on Facebook if you haven't seen it yet. It's a lot of fun. Thousands of you do. But Rob raised a great question today. And that was we talked about the burden of proof. Okay, well, I'll go there in just a second, but should he or will he even be in trouble? Will this be thrown out? Where's the precedent here? Because he wasn't even the subject of the search.
Right.
He hadn't done anything wrong. Cops can't just come walking into your bedroom and find something and then charge you when they shouldn't have been in your bedroom to begin with. So This is fascinating. Just because his brother lives there, does that mean they have the right to go through his sock drawer? I don't know. I don't know. But here I'll tell you this. This is fascinating. His defense attorney, Eric Schweitzer, also argued that Yang doesn't need to prove when he purchased the magazine. Here's what he said. The people of the state of California have the burden of proof. If they're going to charge you with committing a crime, I think it's incumbent on them to prove that it happened some other time other than Freedom Week. Well, there you go, Lee. Come on, talk to me.
I think he's spot on. And I think we got to go back to reality world, not California. All of this, it's a felony for a magazine, of which I probably have, I probably have 50 to 100, just 15-round handgun mags. All of this for a little chunk of metal or plastic.
Think about this.
It boggles the mind.
A standard capacity Glock 17 magazine is a felony in the state of California. We know that. We've talked about this stuff for years. But when you see this in real life, it's mind-boggling. Now, here, it gets even better. Despite his argument that Yang bought the magazine legally during Freedom Week, a Tulare County judge ruled the case should move forward. This guy is charged with a felony. Like, you can't vote, bro. Like, I'm not hiring you, dude. Like, you might as well go tattoo your face because your life's done. You're no, it's not, you know. I mean, come on, Lee. This is insanity.
It's a dual standard of justice. There is no question. It is a dual standard of justice. This man is going to could pay a very significant price. No voting, no guns, as you pointed out. Have to put on every job application, yes, I'm a convicted felon, for a little piece of plastic that we in free states take for granted.
I'm with you. I sense your frustration and the fact that you just said we take for granted. You know, listeners, viewers, does that mean we take our freedom for granted? Because that magazine represents our Second Amendment rights, which do we take them for granted? I don't think we do here. You know, but across the country we do. Lee, what a great choice of words. I mean, that opens up the question to you. I mean, think about this tonight when you lay your head down to sleep. Are you taking this for granted? Am I taking it for granted, Lee, when I say, thank God I don't live in California? Am I taking my rights for granted here in Georgia? I mean, you know, we were one. I can see what I want. Stacey Abrams still thinks she's the governor here, bro. Okay?
Yeah.
She would put us through California-style gun control. Lee, the gun writer Williams, thank you, Lee, for being here. Thanks for great conversation. Thanks for putting up with me and my multiple cups of coffee. I appreciate it. TheGunWriter.com, TheGunWriter.com. I'm going to get up and do it again tomorrow because they don't want me to, so here we go. Ready? Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever have been caught outside his cave without his club. Don't let it be you. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio.